The Clintons refuse to speak about Epstein. Gavin Newsom loves billionaires. And Trump is battling literally everyone. He's saltier than a large McDonald's fries that he served himself. Then more on this week's America Uncovered headlines. Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. Well, we've officially made it to the end of week two of 2026. I hope you've all had a great year so far. I haven't slept since it's been a while. A lot is happening. I hope these weekly rundowns are useful for you. Protesters in Minnesota are still regularly clashing with ICE, with tensions as high as ever after the shooting of Renee Good and a second ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis. Don't worry, the guy was just shot in the leg. He'll be fine. I mean, he'll probably be deported because he's not a U.S. citizen and he's in the custody of ICE, but you know, he probably won't die. Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act if Minnesota lawmakers don't stop the protests. Meanwhile, according to the New York Times, who cited anonymous sources, six federal prosecutors in Minnesota have quit, at least some of them over a DOJ push to investigate Renee Good and her widow for ties to certain protest organizing groups. One of these was Minnesota's top fraud prosecutor in charge of investigating the alleged Somalian fraud. So that's probably going to put a dent in that investigation. The New York Times also said that prosecutors quit because the DOJ hasn't done enough to investigate the officer who shot Renee Good, Johnson Ross. But the prosecutors themselves refused to discuss their reasons for quitting. And what about Johnson Ross? Well, he was doxxed almost immediately, so now everyone knows who he is. The Department of Homeland Security says Ross suffered internal bleeding from the incident. The report of his injuries has caused some of their own drama, with the CBS News report on the officer's injuries drawing, quote-unquote, huge internal concern from the news outlet. The CBS News senior vice president said internal bleeding was very vague. It could mean a bruise. So, you know, more details needed. A lot of people don't trust the DHS right now, and some within the DHS also aren't a fan because a DHS whistleblower has leaked the identities of nearly 4,500 ICE and Border Patrol agents. Then there's President Trump's war on, well, everyone. Remember when the U.S. captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro 3 months ago? No, you don't, because that happened just 2 weeks ago. There's too much news to process. Now, Trump has asked oil execs to invest $100 billion for Venezuelan oil, though Exxon's chief executive called the country uninvestable, saying, "We have had our assets seized there twice, and so you can imagine to re-enter a third time would require some pretty significant changes." You mean like, oh, I don't know, capturing the president? How much more changes do you want? Of course, the three ambassadors to embrace interim president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, at her swearing-in ceremony, were from China, Russia, and Iran. So maybe they're waiting for Venezuela to be led by someone just a tiny bit less adversarial towards American companies. Maybe someone like Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, who has given her Nobel Peace Prize medal to Trump. He finally got one. Trump called this a wonderful gesture of mutual respect. But given everything that's been happening in Venezuela, I wonder if she's trying to butter Trump up so he'll put her in charge. Venezuela's going to have to wait, though, because Donnie's got his hands full launching strikes in Somalia targeting ISIS, while also keeping an eye on Iran. I did a whole episode on that 2 days ago. Or was it yesterday? It's kind of hard keeping track of time when I'm not able to sleep. Here's an update. The U.S. is sanctioning certain key Iranian officials over the recent brutal crackdown on the protests. The news just won't stop. Trump seems like he's trying to fight injustice around the globe, and yet somehow he hasn't mentioned anything about the injustice at the Golden Globes, where Jeremy Allen White lost Best Male Actor in a Television Series, Musical, or Comedy to Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen played Seth Rogen like Seth Rogen always does. Give this man a statue. Trump is also battling individuals like Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who's under criminal investigation over a $2.5 billion renovation of the central bank's headquarters, and his related testimony to Congress. Powell says this is actually a retaliation for him not lowering interest rates earlier, but Trump has indicated it's about possible misuse of taxpayer dollars.
He's renovating a small building It's the most expensive construction job in history, and it's only a renovation. I could have done that job for $25 million. They're spending billions and billions of dollars. He either doesn't know what he's doing or it's worse than that. And you know what I mean by what I said.
So it comes down to a he said situation with Trump and Powell, each accusing the other one of corruption. Something tells me this is going to get spicy later. But just because Trump is busy going after national leaders and government officials doesn't mean he's too busy to take time out for the little guy, such as a random Ford plant employee who called him a PDF file protector. At this point, this should be Trump's official presidential portrait. It's just him letting everyone know America is number one. Then, because somehow this wasn't enough, there's Greenland. I've been talking about why Trump wants Greenland for over a year now. Maybe it's been a week. Time loses all sense of meaning when there's so much news. Greenland's prime minister says they choose Denmark over the U.S.
Nu står vi med en geopolitisk krise, og hvis vi skal vælge mellem USA og Danmark her og nu, så vælger vi Danmark. Vi vælger NATO. Vi vælger Kongeriget Danmark. Vi vælger EU.
I don't know what's going to upset Trump more, being rejected or being rejected by a guy who's dressed even more casually than Zelensky. Well, I gotta admit, that blue hoodie looks cozy AF. Upon hearing this, Trump admitted he was a bit tactless in his approach thus far, apologized, and said he'd respect their decision. Just kidding. Trump's Arctic commissioner told USA Today they're still working to acquire Greenland, and action would come within weeks or months. In other words, Greenland won't be USA today, but maybe USA later. But Europe is not taking all this lying down. Oh no, several NATO nations have deployed troops to Greenland for a quote-unquote joint military exercise after White House talks with representatives of Greenland and Denmark. Oof, that just doesn't sound good. So how many troops are we talking about here? 34 total from all of the countries combined. I have no words. But if you're wondering how Trump is able to focus on all of these spinning plates at once, one thing might help is the fact that he's focusing less on other matters. The Trump administration is leaving 66 global organizations. Half of these are associated with the UN and deal with matters such as climate change that the administration has labeled as woke. It seems like Trump is feuding with everybody, even the Pope, who's indirectly condemning Trump by criticizing what he calls a zeal for war. You know, I'm overworked and tired, but at least I'm not Marco Rubio, who might now have to add Pope to his resume. But Trump hasn't just been spending all his time going on the offensive. He also took a little time out of his busy schedule to announce the outlines of the health care plan he wants Congress to consider. The basic idea: a voucher system where the government gives money directly to American citizens that they can then use to purchase health insurance and healthcare as they see fit, along with a mandate for insurance companies to be more transparent about what they're offering. It's an interesting plan, but let's see if it gets through Congress. Now, you know, we've covered a lot of conflict in this episode. I never thought I'd say this, but let's lighten the mood by talking about Jeffrey Epstein. No, Mr. President, this doesn't actually involve you for once. At least not for now. The Clintons have refused to testify in the House Epstein probe and are being threatened with contempt charges as a result. The Clintons released a statement directed at House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer saying, well, a lot, since the statement is somehow more rambling than a Trump Truth Social tirade, but the gist is, but what about all the bad stuff Trump is doing? And this is a sham and only designed to imprison us. Comer responded by posting pictures of Bill Clinton palling around with Jeffrey Epstein and young women saying no one is above the law, to which one commenter responded by posting pictures of Donald Trump palling around with Jeffrey Epstein and young women. The difference being that Trump actually cooperated with the investigation of Epstein, whereas the Clintons, well, yeah. The Republicans pushing for contempt charges might want to be careful, though. After all, when publicly feuding with Hillary Clinton, the most important thing you should include in any response is, I'm not going to unalive myself. Speaking of high-profile Democrats, California Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom said he wants to kill a union-backed initiative that would levy a one-time 5% tax on assets against anyone in California worth more than $1 billion. He says this would damage the state as billionaires would move their money and their businesses out of the state. I'm glad to see the left finally has a true progressive champion, fighting for the rights of a minority group that no one's looking out for. Billionaires, they're people too. People that might donate to a Gavin Newsom 2028 presidential campaign, but I'm sure that's just a coincidence. And speaking of political campaigns, the Supreme Court has made a ruling that gives political candidates more room to challenge election rules. The 7-2 decision, I know, not 6-3, what's going on in the world, will almost certainly mean more lawsuits in the lead up to the midterms, which could be good or bad depending on your perspective, particularly if you're an election lawyer. The Supreme Court also heard oral arguments over a challenge to a transgender athlete ban in 27 states and seemed receptive to the idea of keeping the bans in place. A decision is expected by summer, but why wait that long? Why can't we resolve the issue right now? Just ban all sports because they're boring and outdated. Instead, everyone should just compete in betting on world events. Because why waste time watching physical contests to escape from the existential dread of the news when you can make some money off of it? I've recently had to cut back on how many America Uncovered episodes I make because YouTube has made it intensely unprofitable to keep the show going. So I need your help. If you want more America Uncovered, subscribe to my exclusive censorship-free website, AmericaUncovered.tv. Just click this button or the link down below. There's already been a huge outpouring of support, so I'm confident we can turn things around. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.